Tubes.
Well, seems to be a pretty empty room right now. Just chilling. Yo, eggs and ham, what's good? What is good? Just gonna wait for the room to fill up a little bit. Just a little bit. I started a little later, you know what I'm saying? Got a new schedule at work right now. Gotta start late and shit. So let's just wait a little. I got like, it's just you and me, bro. It is just you and me right now. Eggs and ham 22. Oh, I got a second person lurking in there. But yeah, got a new sketch. You got some knives. I'm going to look at some clips. No guests this week, right? Cheers to you, everyone in the chat. Cheers to you, everyone in the chat, man. A couple of new things. Got a crazy unboxing coming up. Oh, I got some people here. You got Big Red. What's up? Penny Ripple. Brian Bushby. Sue Chicken. What's good? Now Six. Paper Tiger. I think we should just get it started quick. You know what I'm saying? Because I am starting later. So what is good, YouTubes? This is your boy in the NYC. It's me, Ray. And this is the EDCC. That is the Everyday City. Carry. I don't know how many times I have said that intro in my life. NAF Sergeant, what is going on, bro? What is going on? And name that I cannot pronounce. Hold on. Where is that? Nebucloud. What's happening? What's good, bro? Cheers to you, everyone. Hope everybody's having a good night tonight. So yeah, Seems Logical sent me a pretty crazy package. I didn't put up the unboxing yet. But this, I'm going to tell you right now, this is like a fan of the show. He sent me four knives with a fucking write-up for each knife. Look at this. I mean, that is, I don't get service as good as that from like an actual knife company. You know what I mean? Civivi will give you like little paper, you know, that they sent to the Apex Passeron group, some specs and stuff. This is like breaking it down of like why he owns the knife and about this knife. Is it gram worthy? Does it drop shut for the people? I mean, that's amazing. He's using terminology, Bladesteel 8CR13 MOV, and it says shout out in parentheses. That made me really happy to read that. But yeah, I carried this thing today. This is the Tucson TS-204. This is also known as the Bronc. I actually had one of the designers of this, Matt, and this is also a Tepe Designs, as sharp as I can see on Instagram. Yo, Carla, what's up? The homegirl Carla is here. I actually showed what you sent me, Carla, on my unboxing. Oh, actually on the vlog that I did today. If you guys don't know, I am doing a little vlog of basically my crib, like every week. I do it every Monday. You're going to have I call it Everyday City Carry Vlog. I don't know what the fuck to call it right now. But Carla sent me these stickers. Little Fit Devil. Check that out right there. Really awesome. I like them. They're very devil-y. Like very fitting of the name. Like check that out right there. That's so cool. But yeah, I showed that in the vlog and stuff. But yeah, man, a lot of new changes have been coming to the channel. I'm trying to like structure it a little bit more. I've been posting every single day except Sunday, so 6 days a week, but I'm trying to structure it more so I can give you guys like a lot of different kinds of content. On Monday, you get in vlogs. On Tuesday, you guys already know EDC fits growing. Everyone is sending in their EDC kits and stuff. What is a fit? Basically, it's an outfit, right? But for us EDC guys, the kit that you're carrying is more important than the fashion sometimes. Our fashion sense goes into the knives and the hanks, the pens and all that. So hence the show EDC Fits. That's every Tuesday. You can submit through, you can email me everydaycitycarry@gmail.com, or you can DM me on Instagram and send me what your fits are. I've got a couple of submissions for this week and I'm going to show that tomorrow. And every week I basically put together a new kit that has like a different theme to it. It's been really fun, you know? And I think that's what I'm going to do with that. Fridays, you're still going to get the podcast the way in its original form. You're going to I'm going to have a guest. And it's not live. That's what you're going to get on Fridays. On Thursdays, I'm not sure. Maybe you'll get like a clips day where I clip up like the podcast from last week. And then Wednesday, I think I'm going to do an unboxing. So that's pretty much my full week. And then Saturday, you'll get the review, right? And I'm just going to play around with that format for a little while. It seems that it works pretty well for me. Let's see who else is in here. Yo, what's up? Nick EDCer. What's going on, dude? Guessing the YouTube's money thing still under construction. Yeah. So what happened with my monetization? I've been accepted. My tax forms have been accepted, but they have to send me a PIN to my address now, and I have to confirm that PIN, and then I'll be able to get super chats and stuff again. And I really appreciate you guys that want to, you know, tip the channel and all that. Who is this guy? Othello Tyrant. What up? Yeah, because, you know, dude, this StreamYard, this whole thing right here that you guys are witnessing, $50 a month. I think it's like 49. Your boy ain't got that. That's every month, man. That's how I do these lives. Just popping in to say hello. Gotta get the kid to bed. Take care, man. Have a good night. Let's start the show with a clip, though. What do you guys think, right? I mean, everyone is here for that. So let's do some here. I got new clips, YMH new clips. You made me. I don't know what that means, but I've got a two-parter here. Let's do it.
So thought of you, Vegeta.
You said if I stuck your cock, and you give me a kebab.
My name is I'm the manager here.
Leave him.
She's ripping my clothes.
Can I tell you something? This woman can fight.
Like, she definitely can.
If you got into a scuffle with her, you might leave really fucked up.
Leave him. Can you come? Leave him.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, I gotta watch part two now. I have a second clip right here.
Indian guy behind the counter.
Oh, what? Did he pass?
Oh, she broke that glass too?
Can you calm down? Yeah, all our fridge is broken, so everything is
She's got a cute outfit on. I like her little jumper. Like,
yeah,
it's
like
a nice spring outfit.
It's a nice spring outfit. Yeah.
New at the Gap, yeah.
Oh, snap. Oh, I've definitely never showed that. Hey, the, yo, what's up? Tri-State EDC? Kept looking for the notification. No, I actually did post 9:30, right? Did I not post that on the community page there? I am going to be starting at 9:30 from now on because I am also working later. I'm going to be doing 12 to 8, basically Monday through Saturday. So, you know, hopefully I make some extra cash on that. But yeah, her outfit definitely isn't that bad. No, he said he liked the outfit on her. It was like a romper. Is that what they're called? I know a little bit of the female fashion wordage. But yeah, let's watch some more clips a little bit. And then maybe we'll check out fucking knife news. I'm trying to think if we should or not. But how about this? Hippie Lollipop. I don't know what this is, but let's check it out.
Okay.
I think that guy subscribed to my channel and I'm just playing. Yo. Dude, I don't know like what half of these files are. And I really like that. Let's see what we got going on in horrible or hilarious. That might be a good one to do right now. HOH. You guys have seen all these already, so I'm not gonna show you these anymore. We could do Dark Talks right here. Walmart split. Might be good.
Oh yeah, this one's good.
What the fuck? What the fuck is going on?
How great was that line?
That was a great talk.
You're welcome.
I need to rinse my eyes with bleach. Oh, are you new here? Because you're definitely gonna get fucked up. Like, everyone that's been here before is like, these are pretty freaking tame, man. Like, compared to what he normally shows. Oh shit. Let's do some crazy ones right here. Yeah. New clips, of course. Barbecue. YMH barbecue. Let's do that.
What happened?
Oh, is that it?
What happened?
You just want the soda?
I just want to say how much you love Stop and Shop. How much you love Stop and Shop?
How much do I love Stop and Shop?
Yep.
A whole bunch.
How much is a whole bunch?
A lot.
Like, from your whole heart, you love Stop and Shop?
Yeah.
And your fans?
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah?
We gotta have a barbecue. We gotta have a barbecue.
Hey, we're gonna have a barbecue.
When?
When are you free?
You having a barbecue next week at your house?
No, I said, when are you free to have a barbecue?
When are we gonna have barbecue?
Yeah.
When we're not gonna have one.
No, when are you free so we have one?
You're gonna have one?
No, when are you free so we have one?
When are we gonna have one? We're not.
No, when are you free so we have one?
When are What's you up? Gonna have one?
No, when are you free so okay. we can have one?
I think I understand now.
No, when are you free so we can have one?
I understand.
When are you free so we can have one? God.
When can we have one?
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay.
I want you to have one.
So okay. I'm just like talking to your Jesus. Parents. And they can't hear you. The connection.
First of all, there's so much going on in this video. Because I almost feel like that lady is like, you know when you do a deep fake on somebody's face? I'm not trying to be mean. That's what it looks like, though. It's like they put a dude on like a lady. Like, all right, I'm a chill. I'm not gonna. I don't want to get in trouble here. Oh shit. Let me show you some stuff that came in though that I just got. Seems logical. Sent me this fucking crazy thing. Okay. This is a kukri. Let me see which one it is, actually. He sent a whole write-up about it. Look at this. He wrote the big knife on this. And he said, it is the Tora Blades Havildar Kukri. And you got specs. You get a little letter. Dude, so dope. Look, it says drop shut for the people. Not available. I mean, this guy is such a fan of the channel, but I figured I'd show it to you guys. I am going to show the unboxing on Wednesday, but let's check it out here. You guys can get a cool look at it. Like, what, bro? This is crazy right here. What the hell? Dude, this is nuts. Look at this. What the? I definitely can't use it, but yo, me with knives, what's up, bro? Look at this crazy thing. Yeah, I don't know if Seems Logical is in here actually, but this is pretty dope. I like this. And it comes with like, and he like showed me like how to handle it and like, don't hold the front, yo, because it might like cut through the leather and you get fucked up. Oh, Seems Logical. What's up, dude? What's up, bro? And there's like these little like knives here that go on the side. Look at this one. It's also got that, look at that. Just beautiful, man. Just really, really cool. I don't want to show too much. You're going to get better views. And then there's this one that's like not sharp at all. I don't know if there's like for prying or something. Like, I'm not really sure. But you're going to get better views in the unboxing, of course. So keep an eye out for that. It's coming out Wednesday. But yeah, man, welcome everybody that's here. I'm going to try to do a little bit more knife stuff, but we're definitely going to do more and more clips. But let me do something real quick. Let me see if I can do this. We can check out some releases on Knife News, and let us do that right now. Let me share my screen, right? And I'm going to do, I have to choose which one. The Chrome tab. Boom. Look at that, dude. Can you guys see that? Awesome. Let's check it out. Let's see what we got here. I'm not used to looking at it through this format. Like, it's, what is this format? This 2020. All right, so let's check this out right here, I guess, right? This is the newest shit right here. Sheriff Manganis makes Knife World debut with EDC double feature. I don't know. Oh, it's a Kubi. I said this looks kind of Kubi-ish to me. That's what I was thinking literally in my head. Sheriff Manganis. Manganis. Is an industrial designer getting ready to make a splash in the Knife World with back-to-back releases from Kubi and Kaiser, according to Manganis himself. This incoming duo are the first of many more production knives. So this is the Veluce. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this shit right, man, but you guys can see the screen right here. Let's see. I'm just going to look at the specs. I'm not going to read too much into it because I can barely see the shit and I have glasses on and I'm just going to read it all fucked up. But so you get a 3.94 inch blade. And what is the blade steel though? This is fucking hard. Maybe this is not going to work because I got to like look at it like this. I can barely see it. You know? Oh shit, that looks kind of cool. This is the Kaiser one. Grazioso? That's pretty dope, man. Cool. I like being able to check out this page sometimes. So, oh, so the Vanguard model of this is going to be in in N690, and then this model is an S35EN. Kind of dope. What the fuck is this? Baron Sun Bolsters, Bear Ops line with CA Legal Auto. There's a lot of cool stuff. Ah, oh, let's do this. Yeah, look at that shit. Morgan Cones rolls out new folder with Best Tech. That looks dope. Can I zoom in on this? Oh, I can! Oh, shit. Oh, snap, that's way better. Custom fixed blade maker Morgan Cones has drawn up a folding knife for Best Tech. That looks pretty sick, dude. I was also sent a Best Tech by Seems Logical. This is the Ascot. Let's zoom in. Look at that. This is pretty knife, man. Really pretty. I'm not gonna... Oh, you know, fuck it. I'll open it now. You guys will watch the unboxing anyway. Very, very cool knife. Kind of a big one. But that's what I got reminded of right now because of this little wooden thing right here. Can you guys see that? Can you guys see the mouse? I wonder if you could. Yeah, I guess you can. Very cool knife. 3.74 inches long. What is the M390? There you go. Right, everyone likes M390, bro. That's just not, yeah. That's the top of the line for me. 4.9 ounce, G10, micarta, carbon fiber. You know, you're pretty much standard stuff going on there of like a high-end knife. What's the price looking like, though? They're going to tell you? This is how I read articles on knife news. I just look for the price. I look at the specs. The weight is 4.9 ounces. It's a pretty big knife, so 3.74 for the blade. Doesn't tell you the price. Yeah. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, guys, right? I think what we should do is the Ascot is a deceptively big knife, looks more expensive than the price tag. I agree with you on that. I agree with you, Ryan. That is, it definitely looks really, really expensive. Like some collector's item or some shit, you know? Look at that. Look at that pocket clip too. Dope. Really, really pretty knife. I like it. There are a couple of stuff that he also sent me, but who is this? EDC Journeys. Can't stay tonight, but wanted to stop by and say hello. What's up, EDC Journeys? What's going on? Oh, you know what I wanted to try? I wanted to try some, and I want to see if we can do that. Because we did upgrade the internet too, which is like even crazier. We upgraded our internet to, you know, try to make this better so I can actually browse stuff with you guys. And let's try that right now because I want to look at What Is New York, which is one of my favorite Instagram pages. I don't know if some of you guys follow it, but it's one of my favorite. Let's do Chrome tab. Boom. Oh, snap. We on it now, baby. All right, so let's see. Let's watch some stuff. Let's check this out right here. Oh, shit. Yo, with the spin move, bro. That dude is fucked up right now. Said the level of lit I'm going to be when the clubs reopen. Look at that. Oh shit. Oh shit. Did that show up clear? I hope it did, but let's watch a couple of more. I love this page, yo. Let's see what we got going on. Oh shit, look at this. What? Yo, that's a DeLorean, bro. Yo, it's Doc Brown. Marty, the flux capacitor. That's in Times Square, baby. Oh, snap. That's crazy. That's crazy, yo. Is it coming through clear, guys? Let me know, by the way, in the little chat there, if these are coming through clear for you guys, because I'm watching it. Great Scott, that's so funny. Yeah, Marty. All right, let's. Oh, this one cracked me the fuck up. Look at this shit. So they have these charging stations in New York. He's charging a dildo. What the fuck? Yo, what is happening right now? Bro. Oh, shit. That's great. All right. So from this point on, I don't know what any of these clips are. So they might be good. They might not be. But we're going to check them out. You know what I mean? Did he just pull up next? Oh, shit, that's Adam Sandler, yo. Is it? Nah, he just looks like him, yo. That's not him. Nah, no way, yo. No way. All right, that's a little too crazy. It's a little too loud for me. It's like deafening me and shit. Oh, it's not playing. Oh, there it is. Oh, shit. What? Oh, it's an Easter photo shoot with all these dogs, dude. That's crazy. That's only New York right there, bro. What about this dude right here? Oh, look at these lawn chair folks. Yeah. What? Ah, typical day. Good old NYC. I like this, man. I like being able to watch these with you guys. Let's watch a couple of more. I was interested in this one right here. It says, what the heck is it? What? Oh, shit, dude. That's the Boston Dynamics robot. What? Son, look, this girl commented Black Mirror. Yeah, exactly. The end of humanity. Throw that shit away. That dog is like, what is going on? Yo, I'm not gonna lie. I kind of want a robot dog, though. You know what I'm saying? I kind of want that robot dog. That'd be crazy. Like, sit. Play dead. Oh, yeah, you're not alive. I forgot. You know what I mean? Like, holy shit. Oh, look at this possum right here. But I've seen only one possum, actually two, in my whole time living in NYC. One was, like, right outside my mom's crib. It just looked at me like, walked the other way. And then I saw one walking outside, like, in the backyard area, like, in the back part of the apartment. And it was just, like, walking around being crazy. Oh, shit, bro. Oh, fuck, bro. Damn, he looked fucked up. That was kind of underwhelming. Oh, shit, what about this? Oh, da-na-na-na-na-na. What the hell? They're like going to some kind of convention or something like that? What's this? This looks like a club of some sort. Uber rating 6 out of 5. Damn, dude, that's an Uber? Fuck out of here, bro. Why can't I get that shit? I usually have a person that, you know, wants to talk to me too much. That's sick, yo. That's so sick. I would tip the dude like 10 bucks. Who is the driver and how can I experience this? This driver is living in 2049. That's so sick, yo. Let's do one more, and then we'll do a little bit of Wicked Slams. Oh, shit. He's getting down right now. Look at this. Oh, shit. This dude crazy. Oh, please don't get hurt right now. Don't do it, yo. Don't do it. Yo, está loco. That's what he just said right now. Damn. Yeah, I'm not on that. Let's check out Wicked Slams. This is one of my favorite pages right here. You guys know I always ask you guys, is it horrible or hilarious? As you can see from the assortment of clips here, you're about to see some pretty gnarly stuff. And what ends up happening when I watch these is I don't necessarily laugh at the clips, but I do kind of... Like, I have this weird, like, dopamine hit or something. Because I go, like, you know, you get that feeling when you watch somebody, like, wipe out really bad. But you can't stop watching it. Like, I will watch this page for, like, an hour straight. There we go. Get it, bro. Oh. Walk it off, dude. Oh, he, like, ran away. Oh, he took it pretty well. That's not too bad. That's not too bad. Let's check this guy out right here. Oh, this is a bad idea, man. Oh, my God. Yeah, take it easy there, kid. Okay? I mean, first of all, he didn't really get hurt. Take it easy. Okay. Don't fuck your board up. You know what I'm saying? This guy, what about this dude? This third guy right here. You see this third guy? This guy looks like he gets pretty bad. Oh. Yikes. Yeah. Oh, shit, this one looks bad. Taking it up a notch right now. He got hit on the ramp, like, coming through. Ooh. Wow. Wow, I'm so happy that I get to look at these, I get to look at these Instagrams with you guys. Anyone remember seeing the show Scared on MTV? Is Winchester Inc., is that the one with Tracy Morgan? Is that what that is? Concussed. Yes. Oh, man. C7's, good night, bro. I didn't know if he was... they paid that guy $20 to help unload the truck. Is C7's in here or did he leave? I didn't actually finish. I wanted to show you guys one more Instagram thing. It was called, I think it's called like America's Got No Talent. I love that page, yo. It's, this one's like a little bit like funnier, but like falls too. Oh shit, there's some bad ones on here. Yeah, let's get to it. Let me chat with you guys for a little bit. Those guys will be forgetting where their keys are the rest of their lives. That's actually me. I forget where my keys are right now. Like, I don't even know if I have CTE or not. Nah, I don't think his arm snapped. I think he fell, like, on his back on the ramp. And then he, like, got the wind knocked out of him, probably. That's probably what happened. But I'm going to share with you guys the other page that I really like here. America's Got No Talent. Fucking love this page. It's got a couple of clips that are from, they're kind of like a conglomerate, you know, Wicked Slams, this page. They kind of all like bring each other up, but this one's like a little bit funnier, but I also see some really crazy clips here. So let's get to it. Oh shit. Oops. Ooh. Ow. Ow. Yeah. Oof. Let's watch that again. Ooh. Yikes. Yikes. Oh, this guy looks like he gets fucked up. You guys ready for this one? Because this might be a doozy right here. Oh, this is not good. Oh, you gotta wear the helmet, dog, and a shirt at least. He's going fast, bro. Oh, man's collarbone said, nah. His body went full GTA character. Oh, wow, that's crazy. That's pretty wild. This is a girl here doing something. Oh shit. What is that? It's like some sort of, oh no. No, they're children. For people just listening to this, it is children getting hit with inflatable logs and such. No! Oh, I feel bad when it's a kid, man. I don't know. Oh, no! That's not too bad. That's... Oh, no! Yo! Are you stuck there? Yo. Oh, snap! Oh, these are so good. Look at him, he's just dragging it. He's having fun with it. That would be me. Oh! 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 Yo! She's trying to like... Oh, snap! Damn, there's a lot of these. How long is this clip, yo? Look at that kid. Just like, oh, you should have kept looking at it, Michael. Oh, that was a rough one. Yeah, he's like stuffing that. Like, Oh. Oh, no. All right, that's enough children getting messed up. Yeah, look, what's up, Zach? If we only had this as kids, I know, right? I'd be so into that. Oh, man. First hit was COVID. Second hit is COVID 2021. the second ones aren't fair. I know, for real, yo. Oh, snap. Yo, this is cool. I get to watch Instagram with you guys. This is dope, yo. Oh, let's watch this. I don't know. It's like somebody crotch shot right here. Look at that. We're going to watch that too. All right, these next three. We're watching these three right here. Wow. All right. Let's check out the next one. Oh, this is not good. You got to wear pants, girl. Come on. She tried to moon the camera. You know what I mean? Play stupid games, win stupid prizes, bro. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. Oh, ow. See, these are a little bit funnier. They're not as like bad as the Oh, this looks fucking bad though. Let's check this out right here. Oh, that's, come on, dude. Don't fucking do it, bro. Oh, he's on a skateboard. Okay. Oh. Oh, shit. That's leg and cranial damage right there. And we get a crotch shot of this, so we're gonna check that out. Just oh, Ouch. What do you guys think of that? What do you guys think of these Instagram pages that I follow? Some of my favorite things to do. This is pretty much how I, you know, go through my day. I watch Instagram clips. I edit YouTube videos. I think of YouTube video ideas. I've done a scorpion on asphalt, never on ice. Dang. Is that like scorpion is like when you bend like that and shit? That's crazy. The skateboard did a kickflip after it landed. We did stupid stuff as kids. It just wasn't recorded on social media. Dude, I have done... There was one... I don't think I've ever shared this story on a podcast before. But can you guys think back and like... There's so many times growing up that I could have fucking died, bro. Like, I legit could have... I should have been dead in an alternate dimension or an alternate universe or whatever. I probably died, like the ray in that dimension died. So... You know when they're building kind of like a bridge, right? Not a bridge. It's a street that isn't. It's kind of a bridge. It looks like a street, but it's a bridge, basically. Okay. And there are houses on the sides of it. And what was happening was they were still building it, and it was really far down. I want to say like fucking 20 stories or something. Okay, and it was still unfinished. There was no concrete on top of it yet. And like, there was just steel beams running through across this, like pretty, I want to say like at least like a basketball court length, or maybe like a basketball court and a half. Right. And then my friends and I were like, yo, let's cross it. Cause the steel beams seem stable. You know, we're like, we could just walk across this shit. And like, you know, now that I think about it, like, wouldn't you if it would have fallen, like, we would have all died. And here's the crazy thing. So we're all walking across it. I go on it first. I've got, like, so much courage when I was, like, a teen or whatever. I just crossed through it, like, really easily. I was like, oh, this is a no-brainer, you know. Like, I have good balance. So I just, like, walk across the little, like, a little plank thing. It was a steel beam. The next guy walks through. And then the third guy was kind of scared. He didn't want to do it. And when he was crossing, he went on all fours. Like, he was, like, grabbing it. Like he was, like grabbing that shit. Like, he was kind of, like, pulling himself. And then my other friend, like, started shaking it, yo. He started shaking the beam. I mean, it didn't move that much because it's a steel beam. But he was trying to scare the guy. He was, like, pounding on it. It would make that metal sound, like, gong, gong. And I'm, you know, now that I think back about it, I'm like, that a really bad thing could have happened there. Like, what if that guy fell and he would have just died, right? And like, my life would be completely different right now. There's so many moments like that as a kid where bad shit could have happened. Like, we used to play a game called Manhunt. It's kind of like hide and seek. And we would like, but the neighborhood is basically like your hiding place. Like, we would go on people's roofs and like jump from roof to roof and shit. And I'm like, dude, you could have been fucking dead and stuff. You know, so many times like that. That's my childhood. You know what I mean? Manhunt was the best. Yeah, it was really, really good. It would. So in New York City, Manhunt was like crazy. Cause like, let's say like, hold on. Let's see what Winchester Inc. said here. I had a cousin that was like, let's do some stuff like on Jackass. I always agreed, but would let him go first. I always had an out at his expense. So when we would play Manhunt, we would limit it to like one like corner or something. So you could use, you know, the houses and buildings and stuff like that. And like, there's apartment buildings, and like, you would have to look everywhere to find your friends, you know. And a game of Manhunt when I was like, maybe I want to say anywhere from 12 to 14, you know, those were like the schoolyard days in New York City. Like, we would play basketball at our school's like yard. They would have like open basketball courts and stuff, and we would play on there. We'd meet up there and we would play Manhunt and do all that stuff. We had so much energy. But yeah, we would just have to look for each other in this like vicinity, and I would climb like fucking pipes and stuff to get on the roofs, and then they'd be like, I fucking see you, and then I'd like jump the roof, bro. Could have been dead. You know what I mean? I could have been dead right now. But you know, I'm here making fucking knife videos, man. Watching people wipe out on Wicked Slams with my homies. Yeah, it's just I'm a cat. I have three lives left. Dude, my cats are like nowhere to be found right now, actually, which is funny. They're both outside. I hope you guys liked the vlog, by the way, today. That was really fun for me to shoot. It gives me a chance to show you what's going on in my life and stuff. I used to vlog around the city, but I'm home most of the time now. So I'm like, you know what? Let me catch up the fellas. Let me catch up the people that watch the channel on Mondays. So I'm going to keep doing that. And the cats were all over the vlog this week, yo. Robbie, Frankie, they were fighting each other. So let's see. Let me check out some stuff here. Glad you guys are enjoying the show tonight. Really, really happy that there are a bunch of you guys here. What's this husky groom? What is this?
I'm smoking.
Oh, shit.
It's a dog. It's a dog being groomed for those.
Just oh, that's shit.
Really great. That's good. A good dog.
Who's making that noise?
Though? The dog.
The dog.
The dog.
Yeah.
Oh, the dog's enjoying it.
Yeah.
Though.
No.
I thought that was a child, bro. Like, ah! I don't have a dog, so. But I have two cats, man. That's what I'm doing. Let's check out some stuff here for you guys right now. Some new YMH clips. Let's watch some new Dark Talks. Let's see stuff that you've never seen before. Soft crab margarita. Fair enough.
7 a.m.
What the fuck?
I just wanted you to see how disgusting New Orleans is, because I know you have contempt for
what?
How disgusting it is. Look how gross
shit.
That is. 7 a.m. and that's
what is coming
what
out of
is
that,
that
thing.
It's disgusting.
It's onion rings. It's
no, fried crab meat.
Fried crab?
That's what it looks like.
It's like a soft shell crab in
yes.
his fucking margarita.
To me,
it's Bloody Mary.
Vegan, yes.
What? I you know, I'm not going to lie, though. I kind of want to try. I don't like Bloody Marys. That's not my drink. But I love soft shell crab. Says Ray, hold on, let me see. Let me get this out of the chat for a sec. Ray, have you tried that noise to make your cats cuddle with you? Oh, that like I've heard it on TikTok. It's kind of like a high pitch thing. Is that the one? Because my cats definitely come to investigate when I tried it on them. My cats don't cuddle that much, only when we're sleeping. Frankie will come up to me and start like trying to, you know, stay warm and stuff. But you can pick them up. My cats are dope like that. You can pick them up. If you can get them, you can pick them up. They don't scratch you up or anything. So that's kind of dope. I have two ragdoll cats. I've always wanted to go, Ryan. I've always wanted to go to New Orleans. I had a friend growing up that watched Superman dive out a window and fly. First time he did it, he broke his collarbone, healed up, and figured it didn't work because he didn't have a cape. That's smart thinking as a kid. You need a cape. You know what I mean? You need a cape, dude. That's just it. You know, not all heroes wear capes. Let's check some stuff out, right? You guys ready for some shit, dude? I got to show you guys some new stuff that we haven't watched yet.
Something new today. When women have menopause, men do too.
Is Nick Nolte what? On TikTok now?
He said men do too. Not only women get menopause, men do too. Do you guys think that? Do we like get periods and we just don't even know it? And like there's a time of the month where we're just fucking dicks. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm a fucking dick every day. You can ask Kelly. Oh, man. Let's check out some clips. Let's see here. Fourth stroke. I'm trying to show you some ones that like you haven't seen yet. So that's why it's taking me a little bit. here. Oh, you guys have seen these already. Damn. Ah, I don't think you've seen this yet.
Who's like, you're tough? Fuck you. You're a fucking pussy. Fuck, man. Fuck. You think you're tough? Guess what? You're a pussy. You're a bitch. Yeah. I deserve a steak. I deserve a chicken. Fried chicken Wednesday. But fuck, man. I pay for everything. I deserve it. I'm a man. I take care of everything. To all the people who act tough, fuck. You're a broke ass pussy, bitch. Fuck.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that this guy's probably a pussy, right? And he's like overcompensating. Like, what the fuck? Like, what are you talking about, bro? Maybe he's trying to stop Asian hate. Like, what he's trying to do. Holy shit. Healing takes time. DT Garden, what's that?
Hello, I'm at the Garden, an intentional community where anyone is welcome at 89 Galen Road, Lafayette, Tennessee. I'm going to take a tour of it in the next upcoming videos.
I don't even know what he just said. I thought I heard the Kelly coming. She said she was going to hop on, so... If you guys wait around for that, you might, you know, get a little bit of some Kelly. Let's see. YMH clips. Foot drive, French, Tata there. I'm trying to find some stuff for you guys. I've showed you, like, literally everything. Menstrual intentions. What?
Oh, what did you get?
Ways to get closer to your menstrual blood.
Oh.
Write down manifestations and wishes. Use your sacred blood to draw with it. Menstrual blood has all types of incredible qualities. You can pour it into your fertilizer, like use it in your lawn and make some art with it. Use your menstrual blood to make
beautiful
art.
How would I collect my blood?
Easy.
Oh,
that is nasty.
Anti-inflammatory properties. Thank you, body, for helping me get this. There's a cleansing ritual. You can cover a stone with blood and set intention. So anyways, I thought you might want to explore your body and all the wonderful things that it
well,
does.
Well, thank you.
Look, Zach is like, I had to stop the video. He's actually, thanks, my dinner is now ruined. Do I have an EDC bag? I have an aging Rapdom tactical bag with some of my favorite patches on it. I say aging because this thing right here, which is like the top where you like do this, is like ripped here in the back. So everything else aside from that is working really well, man. For like $40, this is a great bag. Got patches on it. I've got a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure pin that somebody gave me. So exact stuff is on there. Benchmade, Daily Carry Solutions, Riot Knives, Blade Banter, Williamson Copenhagen. I want more patches for it. But I kind of, you know, I've been thinking about it, like, to get a new one maybe, because it's kind of, like, fucked. You know, it's going to give out, like, pretty soon. I think I just packed it a little too much. So, he's like, what the fuck? Big Red, I mean, we watch... EDCC touches the clips that no one wants to, man. You know, I give the knife community a chance to get their, you know, like, couple of their kinks out a little bit on this channel. You know, we're not judgmental, and we watch all the crazy shit, and I like that. I really like that, actually. Have you guys seen this?
Oh shit.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh god,
he's gonna eat it. Oh, so hard. Fuck.
What's up, bro? Uh-oh.
Bro, he's on, like, the shoulder of
but he's hauling
freeway.
Ass. That's good. This is gonna... Oh, man.
That is not good.
Oh, God. And no helmet or anything?
That is not good.
Bro, I'm tense.
Ooh! He face planted.
That guy's fucked up.
He's gone.
I mean, he's got no helmet. How fast is he going? That looks like he's really flying on
that.
Yeah,
he's going freeway speeds.
Yo, I...
And that thing came apart. You could see it.
But see, what's cool about this video is that
you don't see the
mirror blocks the spill the entire time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It lets us maybe tell ourselves that he's okay.
I don't think he's okay.
No.
Yo, he's pretty fucked up.
It's an RIP. Yeah.
That one made me sad.
Oh, thank you.
He's like, not anymore. Dude, you guys are so funny. Oh, man. All right. I wanted to know, like, which is worse, that video, or let's check out this other horrible or hilarious here, or this one.
Uh-oh. I haven't seen
this. Oh,
fuck.
Okay, that's terrible.
Yikes.
I don't know what's...
Oof. Oof, man, that is not good. He's like dead. D-E-D. Oh, sea salmons love the pup picture, by the way. I love, you know, got a little pup there. It's cool. The Matrix video. Yo, Carla, I didn't even know you're still in here, man. That's awesome. You know what's crazy is I started editing like a whole new bunch of clips. I didn't finish editing it. I was pretty busy today. A lot of people were coming in the shop and just couldn't finish everything. Let's see here. Oh, how about this guy? What's this guy? It says Netflix food, but
you cute. I want to watch Netflix and cuddle with you. I also would like to buy you food. I would also very much like to touch your butt and probably give you kisses on your neck. You good with that?
So what did you do wrong?
That's not good.
How would you rate that guy's flirting skills, Carlo? You think that guy was would rate well in the dating game right now? I'm going to go with that's a no for me, dog. Yeah, I'm going to go with a no on that one. That was pretty bad. When probation doesn't let you go on dating apps. Oh, shit. Old pink glass. I'm trying to think of like what I haven't shown you guys, and there's not a lot. What's old pink glasses? Let's check that out. What's that?
Oh, Jeep girl, you give me a notification, but I lost. I can't find it no more. You pretty. I don't know if you're married or not or whatever else. I don't know anything about you, but thank you for sending me a message. Yeah. Bye.
So this guy's new on the talk. He's just figured out how to do talks, and now he's really into ladies. Shit. So...
But he does a public post that's meant for one person.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
It's my favorite one too.
Yeah, I love how he goes. Yeah, the lip licking was. She cracked me up, yo. Oh snap! Oh man, that's so funny. This lady's got a great song right here.
Arthritis is painful. It hurts my big toes. It hurts, yeah.
That's an original song.
What the fuck? That's on TikTok, okay? Meth is a hell of a drug. That is on TikTok, man. I also actually curate a bunch of TikToks that I like, and I show that on my Patreon. I'm thinking about doing a monthly, like, kind of Patreon clips thing for YouTube to kind of entice people to get on the Patreon. Because, yo, the Patreon is lit, bro. You get 4 hours of podcasts with Kelly and me dissecting current events sometimes. We watch cool videos. A lot of TikToks that Kelly and I curate to show the pod every week. And we have not missed a week. We're 32 episodes in. This Sunday will be, Zach is a big supporter of the Patreon. You know, and Kelly and I knock out an hour, sometimes more, and we just chat it up. I get Kelly riled up because Kelly is like, she gets really mad when like, it's like, I think we were talking about double standards the other week. Dude, she must have like, argued with me for like 20 minutes. And internally, I'm like loving it. I'm like, yes, run the clock. And like, I'm trying to like rile her up. And it was just really funny. She was like, no, what do you mean? Men have always been this and that. It was great. But it was really fun. It's really fun, though. It's not as bad as she does throw down. Yo, Kelly is one of the best podcasters I know. That girl is really, really fucking good. I think it's from dealing with my shit like all the time. Because all I do is podcast and make videos. So Instacart, I've shown you that already. EDCC podcast clips. I think that is where we will find some stuff here that you guys have not seen. Smart people with dumb accents. What?
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mama in the fucking stand!
Now, you're originally from Chicago.
Yes.
We're big fans of accents.
Chicago.
Have you noticed Chicago. My drawl?
You're
so smart. Did you go to a good college?
I went to a pretty good college.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
University of Illinois.
Yeah. You're
but you couldn't
smart,
be an Ivy
man.
League hoe. We were just studying them a while ago.
Yeah. I gotta be an Ivy League hoe.
They get top dollar.
What did you study? Wait, I'm going to guess. Broadcasting.
Yeah. Broadcast journalism.
Yeah.
Have they had you come back yet?
Guy.
Well, I want to go back and yeah, they've kind
What's
of
up, Ethan?
Hinted at it.
I'm
going to get like tapped.
Fast
They've never said it
here.
Gets like
there's a part with
like amazing
accent. Oh yeah, here we go.
Check out this guy speaking, and just you know, just give us your thoughts.
Preserve on the San Joaquin Delta. It's pretty amazing. It's nice here. You see a bunch of willows. You got that. It would appear to be a massive coastline. Oak growing on the shores. A bunch of invasive blackberry brambles. And despite the metastatic tumor of modern society, you know, whole area. There's still a couple endangered plants left, which haven't been knocked out.
I mean, this guy really knows.
Yeah, the metastatic tumor.
And he's kind of philosophical with
yeah,
it,
he's
too.
Right.
Like, it's not just so about funny. The plant life.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like that, you remember that SNL, Chris
Bear? Primrose.
Let's listen to some more.
Including the Antioch Dunes Primrose. and then there's supposed to be a wallflower, Erysimum, which is in a brassica family. But I
the Brassica family.
I think it might have bloomed already.
Dude, I've never heard.
Yo, that is wild. You guys know that I love accents. Oh, man, fuck. I don't have the video. Ah, see, that is why she tuned into the Patreon. Patreon.com/EverydayCityCarry. Because I have this one dude that's white as can be. And he's Jamaican. He has a Jamaican accent because he grew up in Jamaica. And it like blew my fucking mind. And Kelly and I watched that video. Last week. Just I don't have it on here though. I would definitely show you guys. Fuck. I failed you, man. I'm trying to look for some more clips here. Let's see. DT New, Croissant Bite. Damn, you guys have seen everything. That's so crazy. Talk Yeller. What's that?
God fucking I give the fuck up!
That's a good TikTok, right? What do you think? I don't know what Primrose is, Big Red EDC. I do like the accent, though. Metastasized modernism. Ethan says, carrying the spider Kumanix who lightweight in Spy 27. I don't have any Spy 27 stuff. Is the Jamaican dad video. I don't know if it's that. It's like this dude and he was explaining what Bumbaclot meant. Bumbaclot! And Tourette's guy 2.0. Yo, I heard Tourette's guy like wasn't actually a Tourette's guy, but I remember that was a big thing in like 2000s, was it? Ethan, I'm carrying a Manix 2 as well at work, the crewwear version. I carried the Bronc. I've talked about it earlier already. Tucson Bronc TS204. Very, very cool. Couple of scratches on the blade here from Seems Logical. But this is a thicker than a Snickers, bro. Look at that. Thick, dude. That shit is thick, bro. Like 3 C's, maybe 4 C's thick. Just real thick, man. It's crazy. And let's see what we got going on. I'm going to go to another page on Instagram here. Let's check out some subway creatures, right? That would be fun. I don't get to do subway stories that much because if I were to tell you subway stories in the podcast, man, it's just, it's not great. It's not funny right now. Things in New York are crazy. Holy shit. Okay, there's a lot of cool stuff right now. Let's check it out. Let us check it out. Chrome tab, boom, share. Yeah, whatever this fucking thing is, we watching it. Oh shit, Night of the Living Weave. Police are combing the area for the culprit. Oh shit, that's crazy. That would creep me the fuck out, bro, if I saw them in the subway, man. This is Fulton Street. Look at this dude just heading home after a hard day's work right here on the subway. Just dogging that Reese's ice cream, yo. No spoons, just vibes. Yo, some days just really be like that, though. You know what I'm saying? Some days just be like that. And, you know, if you live in New York City or ever come here, you will see things like this. And it's just a regular occurrence. What? What the fuck? He's holding a hand to hold his phone. You guys see that? Look at that shit. What the fuck? Where's the rest of her is the question. Ice truck killer. What the hell? Crazy. Oh shit, yo. Oh shit, look at the tits. Look at the tits. Yo, ghost face with the tits. Oh my god. Yo, that is crazy. Oh snap, look, he's getting his workout in the train. Look at that shit. Yo. Shit. I mean, oh shit, what is this? What the fuck? Oh shit. Damn. That was crazy. Yo, that's New York City though, dogs. Look, it says cops were already there. And the man was filming because the garbage can was already on fire. No one knew it was going to explode and no one was injured. That is freaking crazy. New York City, it happens. Check this one out right here. Look at that. You know? Just a thong. Just a thong there. These could all feasibly belong to the same person. That's the scary part. Not the crack pipe. Wait, what? Crack pipe? What do you mean? What crack pipe? Oh, there's more than one. Oh, let's check out the rest of them. Oh, there's a crack pipe. Look at that shit. What the fuck? That's hilarious. Let's go to the next one right here. It's a kitchen knife. What the fuck? Next. Dentures. That's hilarious. Find all sorts of things, man, on the New York City subway system. Look at this guy with his mask. Check this out right here. This is cool. Like a cool little, you know what I mean? It's called the panty sniffer. Let's see what we got going on here. What's this? Oh, yo! Yo! I wanted one of these. You see that? That shit is like $380, yo. And I wanted to get that. So I could, you know, make content with it and just go around the city and like be crazy and shit. That's crazy. Let's go to the next one right here. That dude is in a hazmat suit right there. That's crazy, man. What? How do we? I don't get it, but he's in a plastic bag on his head. Oh, snap. What's going on? Is it just because the dog's asleep or something? Oh, I don't know. I got the plague doctor mask. That's great. Yo, he's gonna die, bro. What you doing? You put a plastic bag on your head, you're gonna die. Oh, that's extra right there, man. That's mad extra. You don't need all that. Yo, that's mad extra right there. Oh, let's watch another video right here. Oh, no. Get the baby out. Oh, shit, bro. Damn. Oh, right on time, too. Get the baby out. Get the fucking baby out, yo. I think my girl's here. Hey, are you here? Oh, snap, guys. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What's going on here? I've been invaded. Guys, I've been invaded. Look who it is.
Who it?
Nah. Look who it is, guys. Oh wait, is it? Are you supposed to be here? Yeah. Look who it is, guys.
Hey.
Look who it is. It's Kelly.
What do we got? Hi, honey.
Look. Mwah. Dude, my girl be looking hot now, yo. Who the fuck are you, bro? Hello. You got like a slimmer face, you know. You're on keto.
Cheers.
And... Oh shit, yeah. Cheers, dude.
Cheers.
Pretty much just, you know, winding down.
Cheers, everyone.
Hi, Kelly. Nice to meet you. That is from Little Fit Devil Carla.
Oh, hi.
Yep.
It's nice to meet you too. I'm looking crazy. Hit the wind tunnel outside.
What you mean? You look great. What are you talking? You got the pigtails and everything. I bet all the gentlemen in the chat, like in their own private, in their own home, like fixing their clothes, like a pretty girl just got on cam and shit.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute.
Yeah, like what are freaking timing? What do we got?
I did the...
We got questions. Do you appreciate invading your privacy in the morning every Monday?
Oh, because of the vlog.
Oh, yeah. That's actually on Sunday mornings, Saturday into Sunday. He posts it. You post it on Monday, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, you annoy me. That was what, Saturday morning?
Yeah.
That was Saturday morning that I got bombarded with a camera.
That's what happens, baby. Who do you think you're marrying? Yeah?
I was like, I didn't even brush my hair. I mean, I brushed my teeth, but I didn't brush my hair.
I look like shit, too. You know what I'm saying? It's not just you, dog. Ray, you can't do that on Sunday. That's the day.
That's the Lord's day.
I'm not Chick-fil-A, bro. I'm not Chick-fil-A. I'm not making chicken fillets.
So true.
So I've been doing
what
this.
What did Zach say?
Let's see.
Nice about.
Hi, Miss Kelly. We spoke nice about you, how you threw it on the Patreon. But yeah, I was telling him that, like.
What'd I do?
Because I was, what'd like, I showing him this accent thing. The Chicago guy, like, talking about, like, indigenous plants, like all smart like.
Okay.
But he was like, the metastasized tumor of modern society, and he had like Chicago accent. It sounded so funny, and I was like, I wish I could show you guys this white dude that was Jamaican.
Yeah,
that we watched on the Patreon last week.
That was
fucking crazy. I love that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And I told him, I was like, yo, do you want like some cool content with Kelly and me? 4 hours of podcasting every month. We watch videos that we curate that I actually don't show here. I actually don't show those videos here. I only show them on the Patreon. I just got dizzy for a second. I don't know why.
Oh, I'm here to catch you. I'll catch you if you fall.
What's happening? I'm 40 years old. I'm 40. 21 Accents by Amy Walker. All right.
Have you seen the Amy Walker video? No, we got to watch that.
I'm going to show you right now what we've been doing. So I kind of have this new thing now.
Yes.
Where I get on the Chrome tab and I share like this Instagram page, Subway Creatures.
Oh, I love Subway Creatures.
And we watched like, you know, Wicked Slams and all that stuff.
Okay.
And let's check this out right here.
Hey, What the fuck? What the hell? Why does that sound like that?
I don't know.
That's fashion, son. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that feels about right.
That is disgusting. But also, normal. 15% off irregular cut. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't even know how that happened.
Oh, shit. If wild, wacky, inflatable arms guy was a real person.
Yeah.
Yo, these are great. We do see this. Oh, look at this.
Yeah, so this was a big thing.
Oh, look. He beat.
I know. So this was a big thing. This started when New York City was like, all dogs have to be in a bag in order to be on the subway.
No, you have to be able to carry them in a bag. And look at this smart dude.
So this is what people did, is they cut holes in IKEA
poor
bags.
Pup. Look at this cute pup, dude.
Dog doesn't know any better.
That's so cute, you know.
Now people are like, I don't care.
They don't fucking try to get people.
And I'm like,
now. I see this right. We got pigeons and shit. Oh, yo. They smack. They throw him down. Oh, shit. They haven't. Oh, no. Oh, one of them is dead, yo. That's murder. Murder. Oh, he's alive. Damn, he alive.
But the fact that we're so invested.
They're like, no. Me too. I didn't want him to die. Look at this exercise right here.
What?
I have no idea what's going on. I'm sure it's for photo op. I will only date a guy who sees things different. Me. That's great. What kind of Alice in Wonderland crack he's doing? That's funny.
Yeah, that's interesting. Go to the tutu dog.
Which one? You want a tutu dog?
Yeah, all right, of course let's I do want that. A tutu dog.
That's adorable, man. You see a lot of shit like this in New York, though.
Fucking love that. Look at all that.
Oh,
fluff.
Shit. He's wiggling, yeah.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Hey.
Poor dog. What do you mean, poor dog? He loves it, probably. This dog knows how to put a two and two together. That's corny, but.
Yeah, so cute. That's a cute
dog. Adorable. What that's about this dude? Model. Oh, this guy's like QAnon right here, like in the fucking subway. Look at this shit.
What the fuck is that?
He's like using the Wi-Fi of the subway, bro. Yeah.
That's not stupid.
I don't know. I mean, that's, you know, what if you're homeless? Wait, and what the fuck? What the fuck is going on here? Don't move. Let me draw you. Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
Tunnel and this mole person scared the fuck out of me.
That's so funny.
Oh yeah, by the way, guys, if you don't know that, there are mole people in New York City. So I don't know if you know this, but you can Google it right now. There are like hundreds of thousands of people living underground in like abandoned subway tunnels that aren't used anymore. They have like running power, electricity.
Yeah.
So when you see people begging on the train and they have like a shtick,
okay.
Like some kind, not like the breakdancing kids, like mm-hmm. another thing. They're usually from those communities.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like they're like, you know, technically they're homeless, but Kelly, you're crazy looking up show deets ahead of time. Ray's writing this one. What do you mean show deets?
When I looked up what was going to did Aaron die and attack on
Tony? Oh, that shit fucking drove me crazy, yo. That shit drove me fucking crazy.
I'm not sorry.
I was like, why would you fucking do that?
You are so mad.
What's up, man? What's up, Paul? Yo, what's up? We watching clips, getting crazy. Right now, we're watching Subway Creatures. My girl, you know, my running mate Kelly is here.
Right?
Yeah, right on time. I heard you, like, outside. I thought it was either I was going to get robbed or
yeah,
it was you.
Also
oh, shit. What the fuck?
Yep.
All right. That's...
lot of stuff going on.
I want to say that's prosthetic, but it's probably not. But his hands look too.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening right now.
I have no idea.
Yeah, that makes sense. Oh,
okay. You got that dude right there who's going to suffocate.
Yep.
He's trying to be safe. You know?
Probably cut holes in it. Just, probably you know, safe. For safety.
I don't even know what's going on.
I have no idea what's happening.
I'm into okay. that.
Yeah, that's
yo. I'm into that. Yo, I'm
this is the way.
Dressed all savvy and shit too. this is the way.
That's so funny.
I'm into that. What's this? I don't know. Oh, he's wearing like a little hazmat-y thing. Okay, suffocation.
What's going on with people in bags on their head?
That guy's got a bag and the mask.
Funny.
Oh shit.
An astronaut helmet.
Hey man, they're trying to make a fashion statement out of it, you know?
I'm telling you.
New York's got fashion, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're going with.
All right. How about this guy right here? That's amazing. When your coat is still in the dryer. Oh shit, that's amazing, man. I like that. Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty great.
What's this? What's going on here? Somebody dancing or something?
Hey, check it out, this
hometown
killer cam. Look, I don't care if you're from uptown, downtown, Holland, Switzerland, wherever. I don't care if you're a chicken or a duck. And you know what? COVID don't care either. Are you wearing a mask? Yeah, well, is it covering your mouth and nose? Then good, you're doing great.
Oh, it's just like a public service announcement. I'm not into that.
Nah. What? No.
What is that?
That's her nails.
Oh, shit. These are like the people with the weird.
Yeah, where their nails grow so
That's
long.
That's crazy. Those nails end up COVID to start another lockdown. Like, how did she tie up those boots?
No,
but you know, those
man.
People like need help to cut that at that point, right?
Yeah.
You can't do it yourself
but
anymore.
But she had, they're painted.
Dang.
That's next level.
Son, that's crazy. Look
at the doggy.
Look, the dog got a mask too, even though he can't infect
That's so
people.
Cute.
What about this motherfucker right here? That shit's dope, yeah. Raven, son. Call.
Call.
Oh, shit.
That's so funny.
What others would call desperate for attention, New Yorkers call normal.
Yep.
That's just normal, man, for us, man.
That is...
So what did we learn today, guys? New York City's crazy. Why did it say new comments?
I don't know.
Thank you guys for joining another week of the EDCC live. I was going to say Patreon. Oh. I'm so used to it because you're here.
But speaking of Patreon, shout out to the Patreon.
Yeah, patreon.com/everydaycitycarry. I've said that a few times. I am advertising it because we can't get tips right now in the room.
Yeah.
But we put in work, Kelly and me, man. We put in work every week,
we
yo.
Work. We work and stuff.
And we want to share that with everybody. But you guys know all the money that is donated to this channel goes into getting better quality stuff like this camera.
Yep.
This fucking app right here is $50.
No, not $50.
A month, babe.
I was supposed to have
it's
reaction.
A month, yo.
Yeah. Oh,
bro.
Oh. Ah.
It was okay. Needs to be longer. Mark H. How was your Easter? We watched Kong versus Godzilla. That's what we watched in Easter.
Really
that
good.
Shit was dope, yo. You mean Kelly bangs? Kelly's bangs? What do you mean? What about Kelly's bangs, yo? Oh, it needs to be longer? Oh, is that a diss? I like Kelly's bangs, yo. I'm feeling her like hair right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think
liking
it's pretty
it.
Dope.
I'm liking it.
And KVG was sick. Yo, it was. Yeah, it was really good. I liked it. I there was so many times where I felt bad when they were getting hurt and stuff, like Godzilla and Kong. I was like, ah. Oh. I felt kind of bad. I was like, no, don't. Patreon to pay for the bangs. What do you mean?
Yes.
Yo, her hair is mad loot, like 300 every time she goes there.
When I get like serious
I'm like, what the
color
fuck?
And cut, yeah, about 300. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it won't be that.
My
much
hair
to,
cut
like,
free,
cut
bro.
That's because I do it.
Yeah. I cut your hair, yo.
No.
You know what I mean?
Negative.
Hello, Ray and the Kelly. What's up, Monster Racing? You came a little late.
I do like a good monster movie. I just think
you did not like that movie.
It's not that I didn't like it. I enjoyed it for what it was, which was action. And there was this. The story was.
You don't watch it for them. I always say this. You don't need the people in that movie. You just
this
don't.
This face sums up.
Yeah, you don't need people in that movie. You just don't. You don't watch it for them. Oh, Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things is on it. I don't give a fuck.
Let me just ask, if you randomly showed up in Hong Kong,
mm-hmm.
in like 3 hours. And your mom just happened to be there on work.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were just in a big chaotic crowd at the end. And you're like, Mom! Would she have been like, ah, and hugged you? Or would she have been like, how the fuck did you get to Hong Kong?
Wait, what you mean the mom?
Remember when she meets the dad in Hong Kong?
Oh, like the dad, yeah. Oh, you said mom because my dad's dead.
Yes.
Oh, you were trying to avoid
the tear
hurting me.
Then you just took it there.
Yo, what's up? Red Wolf EDC. That is Kyle J. Lanphier, if you guys do not know that. He changed his channel name. So.
Cool.
I like that movie, man. I don't know.
It wasn't bad.
That's kind of like, remember you guys that watched the vlog from last week where like Kelly and I almost broke up over a piece of toast? What really fucked me up though is she was like talking shit about the anime Jujutsu Kaisen. Like she was like, I wasn't really feeling the finale because I didn't know what the fuck was going on. That's really what got me mad. I was about to throw down. I was like, yo, we're ending it right now.
That's not even what I said.
Because that is the best anime this season, I think.
What I said was Jujutsu Kaisen is the type of anime that I need to watch back to back. Exactly what I just said. I can't watch that the show every week because so much happens in every episode. I get lost.
But that's how everyone watches anime.
Though. Which is fine. You know what I mean? But there are certain things that I need to watch back to back. Like now I could rewatch it and I'd be like, yo, this show is dope because it makes sense.
It is dope.
But when we watched it like that,
no,
I couldn't remember what had
you
happened.
Didn't remember what had happened because that's when we got into a fight. Into
that's
fight,
true.
Yeah.
That's true.
She was so mad that I wanted to eat that piece of bread. Yeah.
No, was, not at all.
You know,
the exact.
It thing. Was like we were right next to each other, but the distance was so grand. Yeah.
The exact thing was,
you know what I mean?
Could you eat the bread in the kitchen?
20 minutes at a time. Good. See, he knows what's up.
20 minutes at a time. What does that mean?
Because every episode, you know, it's normally like 30 minutes and it's really like 20, 25 because of like the commercials and shit. They cut it down.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, like Human Centipede 1 and 2 back to back.
That's a negative.
Yeah. That's you know, Human Centipede to me, like it just wasn't like a good movie.
No.
You know what I mean? Like I watched I think I watched all of them, but like not like paying attention that much. Yeah. It's not the most shocking movie I've ever watched.
Gross.
Yeah, I just don't get fucked up anymore. Yo, Mazinger Z, that is my favorite robot, like anime robot.
Oh yeah.
Roketo Punch! That's my favorite shit. Cause when I was in the Philippines, you know, I was doing that. What's ATM? ATM. Or ATM or whatever. Oh, ass to mouth. Do you make flat rate boxes big enough for a pair of loaves? Why are you trying? Oh, bread. Oh, yeah. You know what's crazy? It seems logical. Send me all this stuff. And he was like, yo, I was going to put like a loaf of bread in there just like as a joke. That is a sign of a person who is a true fan of the channel.
Yeah, it's true.
Yo, these letters that he sent me, like, let me show you.
Yeah, they're serious. I heard you reading them this morning.
This is how long and how closely he follows the channel. Because in the spec section, it says gram-worthy, no, which is like what I say. Drop shut for the people, yes. Because I always like drop shut it. Like he will say that.
Yes.
Like
yeah,
in
that's,
the shit.
That's good attention.
And I'm like, damn, yo, he fucking really is on that, man.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
You got work tomorrow?
No, I'm off tomorrow.
You fucking, god damn it. What's up, OCD for EDC? Dude, I meant to tell you, I have the little clip thing for the Spyderco that you sent me. I'm going to do a video on it and apply it. I just didn't get a chance to yet, but I do have it. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that, bro. I'm going to do that. I have it in my drawer right now.
Do that.
Yeah, it attaches to the compression lock and it's like a little button. And it like makes it like easier to disengage it.
I think you
Love my dick. No. But yo, go get the CBD. We're gonna wind down right now.
Where exactly?
It's in the drawer.
He says,
cheers to everybody who came in today. It was absolutely awesome. Every Monday we're gonna be doing this. Every Monday, that's what we do. When are you gonna hijack the channel? And it says, "Hey, look," it says Kelly, "are you gonna hijack the channel and post a knife review tomorrow?" Nah. Where's the lighter, yo? Is it out there? It's cool. I have a bag of lighters right here. This is where I keep all my EDs. Oh, I have them right here.
This guy. Why don't you leave this open?
Okay.
Open. Yeah. Then it lights up. There we go.
I love CBD.
Yeah. Yeah. The vlog was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. The CME. That's right. It is called the CME by OCD for EDC. I thought it was a very interesting contraption. And I'm going to put it on this Para 3 lightweight right here. I think it'll be really fitting for that one. The vlog was awesome, Ray. Thank you, Monster Racing 38, man. It's really a lot of fun to do those. And bothering Kelly is one of the great joys I have in my life. So
now
yep.
We have a cover over our smoke detector. So that it doesn't go off. Unless
it does go off if there's like an actual fire.
And then it goes on.
Just me, motherfucker? Just me?
That was good. That was good. I liked it.
Just me?
Are you passing or no? Got a package today. Rule breakers.
What do you mean? Who said got a package today? Who said that? Oh,
OCD.
Got the package today. Do you want us to wait until Sunday or should we make a video in a week? What package? Week. Oh, somebody sent them. Yeah. Oh, okay, cool, cool, cool.
It wasn't for you. It wasn't for you.
Pure CBD won't show up on drug tests either. Yeah, it won't. It won't. You guys are natural with the vlogs. I just edit it in a way that makes it entertaining for me to watch and for you guys to watch. That's how I make my videos. If I'm entertained by it. What do you mean? You're fucking pest that shit up, right? Yeah, yeah. We like to smoke CBD. We get a good night's sleep. This is CBD, actually. It's not weed. I would tell you guys if it's weed because weed is completely legal in New York City now.
Yes, it is.
You can have up to 3 ounces on your person at a time. You can grow up to 6 plants in your house. It is legal here now. But I actually don't smoke weed because I get paranoid. I got nothing against it. I used to smoke weed all the time when I was younger. But I got to a point where I started getting paranoid. And I still wanted to...
Not me. Not me. I'm never paranoid.
Kelly does not do well.
I don't like being high at all.
But I love CBD, though, because it gives me everything that weed used to give me. I don't have any paranoia. I don't get high, so I can still do all the stuff. If my mom calls me on the phone, I'll still pick up and not be scared to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Weed just get me too paranoid. But
I don't like being high. Mm-hmm. I don't like being high. I don't like being drunk. Like, kind of is fine for me.
Like feeling buzzed.
Yeah, buzzed is fine. But I don't like being all out of control. I don't like that.
Not anymore. Maybe if I go to Blade Show or something, I'll get really crunk with the fellas or something.
Oh, yeah. We'll get
you know,
crunk.
Yeah, we'll get crunk, yo. I want to be a get fella. Crunk at Blade. I definitely miss it, especially Wake and Bake. Are you worried about, like, drug testing, Monster? A lot of people are. It's just if you take CBD oil for anxiety or pain or anything like that, and just CBD oil, you're not going to piss hot. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
If you have an accumulation of products, like you're eating edibles, you're smoking CBD joints, you're taking oil, it accumulates to the point where like you could get a positive result or an unclear result. So that's when it's bad. Yeah. But if you're just taking the oil, like you're fine.
I had a guy come in today and ask. That was one of his big things. Oh, fun story for you.
So, hold on. Let me just answer this question real quick. C Salmon said, what whiskey was I drinking earlier? Currently, I have Bullet Rye whiskey right now. I have Bullet Rye. That's what I'm drinking. Bullet Rye. Look at this dude.
I know.
I keep a little medicine jar with a couple of nugs for emergency use, headaches, stomach problems, joint pain. It is. It's absolutely amazing. Yep. A couple of nugs.
Yeah.
Mark H., your taxes are too high in Cali. They're fucking high here too, man. I'll tell you that
much.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I just got done with my taxes. Fucking For this year or 2020.
Just now?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't this like the third time that she's put your taxes in?
My count's crazy. You good?
Yeah, one more. One. I'm good.
We had a good one, man. You know, it was a solo one. I didn't get to edit like a bunch of clips. I didn't finish.
Yeah.
So I basically showed the regulars like everything I have in the folders right now. So I got to fucking get to editing this week.
Yeah, you do.
And just, get some claps, dude. Get some claps. Are you good?
I'm good. I'm good. I am fantastic.
I hope you guys have enjoyed the show. I didn't have a guest on today, but I did have Kelly, so that makes up for it. But yeah, we had fun, man. This new feature of me being able to watch Instagram is fucking awesome. It's really, really cool. I sent you a pair of talks for next week. Yeah, I'm going to check it out. I saw it in my on TikTok. So yeah. I'll check them out. But everybody that wants your EDC kits featured, please send your submissions to EDC Fits. It is everydaycitycarry@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram. The video is going up tomorrow. So if you get it in time by tomorrow morning, maybe I can put it in.
Yes.
And that'll be awesome. But thank you guys for tuning in tonight. The solo, we're not solo anymore, of Everyday City Carry Podcast Live. This is your boy in the NYC and your girl, Kelly, saying good night.
Good night.
Good night, guys. Goodbye, everybody. Peace.
Bye.
It's still on.
I know.
I gotta press the button. I gotta press it. Fuck.